Hello.
Yes, hello. My name is Ivan. I'm calling from Local Slash. Am I speaking with
Yes.
Elizabeth?
You are.
All right, great. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for asking. Elizabeth, I noticed that you sent in, I believe it was an email. Unfortunately, there was an issue with the hours showing. Is that right?
Yeah, they're on when I click, I'm still having all kinds of issues with this thing all in general, but the hour shows Pacific Standard Time. I'm on Eastern Standard Time.
Okay, let's go ahead and confirm. And your hours are from 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. Eastern time, is that
Correct.
right?
Yes, that's
Eastern
right.
time. Perfect, perfect. Okay, let me go ahead and double check to make sure. Because right now I believe it's only 6 days in, but everything should be matching what we have in the back office, right? So you'll definitely see things moving around or changing. Okay, so I'm looking at the website. Was that where maybe you saw the hours? Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, let's go ahead and confirm. Okay, so I see the preview that was sent out to you. It does show from 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. It doesn't say Pacific time or Eastern time, right?
Okay, no, what I saw did, so
Okay.
I was trying to look.
Yes, if you can maybe take a look right now. But either way, what I was going to maybe suggest is I can ask my team to see if maybe they can specify or be more specific, right? But I do think mostly everybody in the East Coast in your area would definitely see the same thing, right? Give me one second. I'm going to confirm maybe if it's showing differently on the phone screen, for example, right? So maybe it's got a fix there too. Perfect. Okay, so it's looking good. Okay. And are you able to log into your website right now? Just go
I
through the website.
can't get in the website. When I click on it, it says
Okay, the link.
404 not found. Go
Okay.
back to home. Yeah.
Not to worry. Let me send you the link actually, because it was only a preview that we sent
Okay,
you.
so here I see it's a link, I guess. It says localsplash.com. It says your Google profile is not verified, and then on down it's got my logo, and then it says business information. It has the name and the address, my phone number, and it's got the promoted URL,
Perfect.
website editor, primary search phrase, handyman services, Salem, Virginia, and then it says your account manager. Contact us. Is that, maybe that's you all.
That's correct. So right.
Contact, oh, okay. So I'm so sorry. I was
Oh,
looking at
okay.
this totally wrong.
Awesome. No, I'm glad you mentioned that. I apologize. Yes, on the Google, on the client dashboard, that little information is just for us. For example, there's a button that says contact support, right? So
Yeah.
it's just our available hours.
I got you. I was thinking those were mine, and I was
Oh
like,
no. And whenever you have any questions, concerns, let us know. That's how we're going to make sure everything is running smoothly, okay?
no. Okay.
All right,
All right.
awesome.
Awesome.
Perfect. So for in regards to the Google Business Profile, because I believe I did hear you say that, right?
Yeah, I can't get in and verify it.
Okay. If it's okay with you, I can attempt to maybe help you out by gaining access.
Okay.
Because I'm also seeing what's going on, right? It's saying that Google is looking for a specific way to verify the account. Now, something that I noticed right away is that your email is from Yahoo. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so I have some emails from Yahoo as well, and unfortunately, what I've seen is that Google will only give you access to their platform, to the Google Business Profile, if you have a Gmail. Okay?
Okay.
So if you have a Gmail, you could text it in to me right now, and I could send you the invitation.
Okay, it's Beth Kennedy,
Okay.
05 at gmail.com.
That was Beth Kennedy, is that correct? Okay. And what was that, Beth Kennedy?
05.
05, okay. Gmail.com. Okay, so I'm just going to send you a text just to make sure I maybe wrote it right. Give me one second, okay?
All right.
Perfect. So it's just going to say, hi, this is Ivan, and then it's going to have the,
Is it a text message?
yeah, so it'll be a normal text message.
Okay. All right.
Yes, I want to make sure I got that right. Okay, perfect. So the text is on its way. Again, it just says, hi, this is Ivan with Local Splash, and then it has the the actual email, okay? I believe you said it was best, so I hope.
Yes, B-E-T-H.
Oh, okay, there we go. So I have it wrong. I put best.
No, you, it's that, oh, but okay. It could seem, it is Beth Kennedy, short
okay,
for Elizabeth.
Okay, so just basically short for Elizabeth. Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for confirming. Give me a second.
Yeah.
We'll set it up. 05@... And we can still keep a Yahoo email and send you information from our end. But for
okay.
Google, you're definitely going to have to use this one, okay?
Okay.
All right, great. So you're going to get an invitation shortly. It's going to say Google invitation, and it's going to have my name, Ivan, on there, okay?
Okay.
All right. And then hopefully I could teach you just how to go in there, because it looks like, I think it's a video verification, so.
Yeah.
And it doesn't take too long, I'll be honest. It might take you a little bit longer to set everything up, but the video itself is going to take maybe 2 minutes of recording time.
Okay.
So it's going to be best if you maybe use your phone for this process, okay?
Okay.
Awesome. So I just sent out the invitation. You should be getting it at any moment now.
Does it come in text or email?
Good question. It's going to be coming by email, and it should have my name, Ivan, on there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I got it.
Perfect. And as soon as you open the email, it's going to go ahead and let you know that that's, we're inviting you to manage the Google Business Profile. And if you go ahead and accept, it should take you directly to it.
And it says recommended business standard, $1,680 US, user months, trial free for 14 days.
Where did that come from? I'm so sorry.
I don't know. It came up as soon as I hit try it. What the link you sent me.
Okay,
as soon as I hit the link.
Mm-hmm. And did it say accept?
As soon as I hit accept.
Okay.
What pops up on my screen says workspace.google.com, and it says business standard, $1,680 US per
okay.
month, trial free for 14 days.
Okay, I see. What happens is that I believe you're not logged into your email on, let's say, the Chrome. So if you look at the top of the screen, there's a circle with a letter on there. It could be your initial. If you click
yeah, it's
on that,
not on there.
Okay,
it's not
so
on there. So I need to log into my Gmail.
Exactly. You would have to log into the Gmail right there. It should give you the option, actually, to add one.
Okay.
And then you could log in. And not to worry. I'm more than happy to help, okay?
Yeah, I think it's picking up another one, and I got to figure out how to get out of this one. And get into it.
So it's okay, the one that's currently on there. You just have to add a new one, and you'll be able to switch back and forth. So it's actually...
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So if you click on the circle, right, it's going to say add account, and you just add it. After it's added to the account, then you're going to be able to switch back and forth from your Yahoo and to your Gmail.
Okay.
Yeah, there's people that have like 6 emails, so if you only have one.
I can't even mean there's one.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. I only have 2, and which is a work email and basically my personal email. That's about it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I've run into them all the time, 6, 7 emails. Like, wow.
It wants me to scan a QR code with a compatible device to sign into Google, and I don't know why that would be.
Okay.
Let me see. Let's see if it'll let me add a password. Not that I even know what that is at this point. Oh, yes, maybe.
And are you using your phone right now or your computer phone?
My phone.
Your phone, okay. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So I think I'm in there.
Awesome. So yeah, it's okay. Basically, now that you could, now that the both of them are on there, for example, you could just click back on that circle, and you should
okay.
be able to see both of the webs or the emails that you have, and
okay.
you can go. You'll be able to go ahead and switch over to the actual email.
Oh, thank you. Oh, that's okay. Sorry. Thank you so much. Multitasking here, definitely. All right. I got it. Become a manager of Inside Out and Repair. Okay. So. Okay.
I should also check if the invite was accepted. Give me 1 second. Oh, yeah, definitely. Okay. Okay, and you mentioned that you added the email already, is that right?
I guess. I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing.
Not to worry. We're going to go ahead and figure that out right now. Give me a sec. I'm going to send you a link by text, okay? This
All
link
right.
is going to take us directly to your Google Business profile. And if we need to switch emails, then you already know how, basically. You were one step ahead. Give me 1 second. Okay. Perfect. Okay, great. So I just sent you a link. It's going to say business.google.com locations.
Okay, is that going? Oh, yeah, I got it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's going to be by text, regular normal text.
Yeah, I got it.
Awesome.
Now, where it says, what do I hit? Select all or my phone number and it says Inside Out Home Repair. Do I click that and put get verified?
Okay, so you're already there where it says your business is not visible to customers, right?
It doesn't say that.
Okay. It says it just shows your business name?
Yes. It
okay.
says please enter your mailing address to verify.
Okay, I see what you're doing. So let's just slow down a minute because I don't want you to, let's say, do the video right now, right? Because, again,
right.
we're going to ask for something specific. So right now we're doing perfect. Go ahead and add your address.
Okay.
Awesome. This is actually perfect. You're doing great. A lot of people, they struggle with this, so that's awesome.
Typically, that would be me.
Well, I'm maybe we're just a good team here.
Maybe. Let's see.
Okay, yes, it is a video verification.
Oh, yeah, it's a business video. Record
okay.
your business details.
Perfect. So as you could tell, right, this is where you would need to go when you're prepared to do the video. Now,
okay.
if the video is highlighted, you can go ahead and just press next, and it should bring up the details of the video, okay? So it's going to
okay.
ask for a few things. It's going to ask for you to show your actual street. It looks like if it's going to ask you to show your vehicle. If
okay, I got the list, but it says that I don't have to show the street or the location if it's not an on-site location.
Okay.
Is that not correct?
Let me double check. So your address is hidden. I would still recommend just to quickly record the actual street when you do it.
Okay.
But again, this is only for Google's eyes, right? Myself, I won't be able to see it, okay?
Okay.
Awesome. So this is exactly what you were go to, right? And again, if you're ready to do the video, try to complete it under 2 minutes. Those are the ones that are getting verified fairly quick. Once you're
okay.
complete, the Google themselves will let you know, okay, your Google business profile will show in the next 5 days. If
okay.
it gives you any kind of errors, let me know, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, awesome. And remember, if you can't do it today, you could also do it during the weekend. I
okay,
really appreciate
good.
Your help, Elizabeth. Do you have any other questions that you might want to go over?
No, I don't. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Elizabeth. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.